It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey, along with Chasta. And Chasta, you and I are so excited right now. We have such an amazing special guest on the line.
We are stoked. We love Shinedown. We have lead singer Brent Smith on the line.
What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk to me today.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. No, everyone in the Bay Area knows how much we love Shinedown.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we go way back with you. You came to our studio years ago and hung out with the Weed Man on the air. And just ever since then, we just had this great bond with Shinedown. And so we love supporting you guys any way we can. And
thank you very much.
You're welcome. So on that note, let's get the plug out. We're very excited. In case anyone's wondering, big show coming out, Five Finger Death Punch, along with Shinedown, 6 a.m. and Aslines, coming to the SAP Center in San Jose Monday, October 31st, Halloween night.
Halloween.
I know, we got our Halloween plans now.
That's awesome.
And yeah, tickets go on sale this Friday to the general public at 10 a.m. and get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com, also SAPCenter.com. And we also have all the info on our website as well. So, Brent, just tell us how excited you are for this tour.
This is a long time in the making. It is a tour with Aslions, the Mighty 6 AM, and the incredible Five Finger Death Punch and ourselves in Shinedown. This has been something that went back probably 8 months ago is when we started talking about this and putting it together. And for us, I mean, we've toured with these bands before as far as like, you know, doing a circuit of, you know, festivals and things of that nature. But, you know, this is the very first time that we've done a proper tour together. And we all collectively, all the bands, wanted to do something that was really going to be something special for the audience. And I'm just going to be up front, man. We're going to show everybody how it's done. It's definitely going to be the tour and the show of 2016. I'll tell you right now. And I'm not sugarcoating this. I would not wait to buy your tickets. I would not, be off in the distance. And if you want to see this show, I get you tickets early.
Nice.
I totally agree. No, Brent, actually, I went to the Aftershock Festival back in October up in Sacramento. And when you guys hit the stage, I was so blown away. Just your guys' presence and you running around on stage. So I'm just so excited to see you guys again. So I'm definitely, this is probably, yeah, as you said, the biggest tour this fall. So we're super stoked on it. On that though, Chas and I noticed, though, not to get too sad, but we noticed online you're posting a lot of stuff about Prince and whatnot. So just real quick, let's just like reflect on, you know, just the loss and what it means to you.
I've got to be really just open about this. You know, we did, a couple weeks ago, we did Jimmy Kimmel Live, and we shot the video for our new single, Asking For It, and then we had these three shows that we had put on sale, like, months ahead of time, and the last show of the three was in San Diego, California, and normally when me and Zach will play Simple Man during the show, I'll just call out to Zach, you know, just a random song, because he literally has a steel trap, you know, for songs in his brain, and he can just do anything. It gives me a time to like watch him, and you know, I'm a huge fan of my guitar player, and you know, he'll sing a song and I'll just call it out. And I was like, do Purple Rain. And he was like, Purple Rain? And I was like, yeah, do a Prince song. And he did it, and of course a few days later the news came.
Wow.
Whoa.
Passed away. I want people to take this from me. That there's a lot of speculation in the media. There's always going to be speculation in the media as to how the man passed away. You know, as to how the man passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Respect the fact that he did pass away.
Yeah.
And don't tarnish his name. You know, no matter what the toxicology report says, you know, you weren't there, and neither was I. And the man gave us a lifetime of incredible and beautiful music and songs. That's what he should be remembered for.
Brent, you just totally gave me chills because I couldn't agree with you this more because, you know, people get so hyper-focused with all the TMZ crap and all the stories and the details and the toxicology when really, you know, his legacy should speak for itself. We shouldn't remember him as, oh, he died of a drug, whatever. It should be, look at all these millions of, you know, memories we've had on his songs and all of that stuff. So I appreciate you saying that, and I totally agree. Now, you did bring up Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I'm from Southern Oklahoma, and by the way, listening to your voice makes me totally homesick, because you're a Tennessee boy. but Skynyrd is one of my favorite bands, so when you guys did Simple Man, of course, I was like, holy F-bomb. Like, that's insane, and every time I've seen you guys do it, I just cry. Have you guys had the chance to talk to Skynyrd about doing that cover, and if so, what was their reaction to it?
Yeah, I mean, the last remaining member from the original band is
right.
Gary.
Yeah.
But Johnny's been there for, you know, a long time. Yeah, we've talked to them. I mean, it's been years since it happened because the Skynyrd tribute or cover, however you want to look at it, it kind of happened by accident. Mm. We were up at a different radio station. We were on tour, and I actually did it as a thank you at the Freebird Live in Jacksonville, Florida, for Judy Van Zandt, which was Ronnie's widow.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it one night for her and didn't ever think I would sing it again. And then we were up at a radio station, and they wanted us to do a cover song, and we didn't really have any cover songs. And for some reason, you know, at the time, they got us to do Simple Man Live on the Air, and they recorded it. And this is back in, like, 2004.
Okay. Yeah.
So they recorded it on the desk, and then when we left, I didn't think anything of it. We found out that within the next 3 weeks that they put it on their website, and it had been downloaded off of their website, like, you know, just at the time, you know, they had it on the site. People could listen to it, but they were able to record how many people were listening to it, and it was, like, 500,000 people.
Whoa.
Holy cow.
And listen to it. So, long story short, the label took notice of that. We went into a studio in Sanford, Florida. I cut it in one take, and there you have it.
Nice.
Wow. So it was just meant to be.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of you and with the acoustic guitar and stuff, Chast and I were just talking recently that MTV announced they want to bring back Unplugged, and we had this discussion on the air about, okay, well,
that's probably one of the smartest things MTV could do.
Amen.
Totally. But so we were discussing, like, okay, which bands do we want to see? Do we want to see the more newer bands or older bands? We had this long, made a long list, and of course, you were at the top of that list. Is that something you guys as a band would consider doing?
Absolutely. Totally. I mean, you know, all they got to do is ask us to do it.
Totally.
You know? I mean, it's not something where we're scared. I mean, we're down to do it. We do it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I know some people inside of MTV, and they're mm-hmm. actually taking an initiative to really look at what their network is now.
Okay.
And I know that there are some people that have gotten into that network now that are saying, hey, look, this network was built on music videos. We totally get the fact that there's an internet now. We got that. We understand there's YouTube. We get it. But I think that if they design a format for that station again to bring back the music video, they could get back in the game again. So I think by launching this idea of doing the Unplugged again on the real MTV network, I think that's a smart thing.
Any other bands?
I know that internally they're trying to build that network back to music.
Okay, cool. Well, any other bands that you would love to see perform on there? I'm sure there's such a long-running list, but is there anyone's like newer bands you would like to see do it as well?
Yeah, man, I'd love to see Highly Suspect do it. That'd be rad. I was a champion of that album last year when it came out, their debut, Mr. Asylum. I'd love to see Disturbed do an acoustic. That'd be rad.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd really like to see Rob Zombie do an acoustic.
Sick. That would
really
be cool.
Okay.
Super unexpected, kind
nice.
Of a twist.
Yeah.
I like that.
Definitely. And, as far as... I'm trying to think of anybody else that's like out there right now that those are like my top three that I would say right now.
I like the Rob Zombie choice. So I have to ask you, I'm a health nut, and you obviously in your life fairly recently went through a major transformation, losing 70 pounds, which is incredible.
Yeah.
And I was reading online that you guys on tour do Insanity. I've done Insanity. I know how brutal it is. I'm also a big P90X fan. Are you guys still kind of doing those programs?
Yeah, it's the best program to use when you're on the road because you don't need a lot of room to,
right.
to do
and,
it
and
in.
A lot of gear.
We still do it every day when we're out there on the road. It's just it's just well designed for. I don't think Sean T, who's the developer of that and the corporation's Beachbody, but I don't think he realized what he had made with that Insanity program. But it's
hardcore.
It's yeah, it just works.
Oh, yeah, it does. Whenever I do it, I end up, like, sweating and drooling, and it's brutal.
Nice.
But you look great, so congratulations, because that's 70 pounds is major.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it took about a year to get it all gone, it's something that you got to commit to. I'm probably, like, right now, I'm probably, like, 15 pounds over where I want to be. I mean, I don't look bad, but, you know, it's tough to, like, be that lean. You really got to commit.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also, Brent, I want to ask, I know we're running short on time, but I saw online that you're a big Star Wars and Star Trek fan. So if you had to pick one, who would you go with?
Am I a big Star Wars, Star Trek fan? I don't realize that if I am. But look, for the sake of the interview.
it's my intern's fault looking that up.
you bloody intern. you know what, though? I got to go with Star Wars. My son loves Star Wars, so I've got to go with Star Wars.
Well, also, just to geek out real quick, I'm also a big wrestling fan. I know Shinedown's had their music used on a lot of pay-per-views for them, and I think most recently...
Yeah, WWE's been really supportive.
So that must be great, just a great avenue for you guys just to get extra exposure for your songs. And I just love, like, last year, Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar, a Hell in a Cell match. Your guys' song, Cut the Cord, was, like, the big theme song for it. So, I mean, just for you guys, is that just a great relationship to have with the wrestling community?
Yeah, they've always been – there's a whole different department because they take the music really seriously over there at that corporation. But they've just – I mean, they've literally used every song, every single that we've ever put out. They've used it for a special. So they're great to us.
Sweet.
That's cool. Well, we have one more question before we let you off the line here, Brent. So we like to end our interviews with a very important question to us personally. We're huge fans of the movie Almost Famous. And at the end of the movie, the question is asked, what does music mean to you?
What does music mean to me? Mm-hmm. It means that today, if I don't think that I obey, I guess for me, I have to use a quote from somebody. There was a philosopher that said this, and it holds true. Without music, life would be a mistake.
Nietzsche.
That's what it means to me. Yep.
Yep. I know that. I have that quote hanging in my house.
Well, nice.
Nicely done. Yep. We've never had that answer. I love it.
That is awesome. Well, Brent, hey, thank you so much for making the time today. Like we said, we're huge fans of you and the rest of the guys in Shinedown.
Cannot wait for the show.
Absolutely. Halloween night in the Bay Area is the place to be. Go see Five Finger Death Punch, Shinedown, 6 a.m. and As Lions, SAP Center, Monday, October 31st. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, and also go to sapcenter.com. The ticket presale, which is tomorrow, is also on our website. And of course, get Shinedown's latest album, Threat to Survival, which is out now. I love it. And everything Shinedown, go to Shinedown.com. And of course, follow Brent on Twitter at TheBrentSmith. Brent, hey, thank you again so much for everything. We appreciate it.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for all the love and support. We really, really appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
Awesome. Thank you, Brent. Have a good day. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.